It's Tuesday, time to read from your emails and web comments. Our discussion about the TV show South Park's portrayal of the Prophet Muhammad sent many of you to your keyboard, including Malik Haddadi in Massachusetts. He writes, I'm an American Muslim, and while I'm not a South Park fan, I know the show considers nothing sacred. They pick on everyone equally. It's unfortunate that in the case of Islam, a very vocal and very small minority seem to get a lot of publicity. Threatening violence over something as mundane as a silly cartoon TV show is an un-Islamic activity at its core. Many of you shared your stories of friends and family who took their own lives with our guest Thomas Joyner, who wrote the book Myths About Suicide. From Michelle Flack in New Jersey, we had this email. I received a phone call from a dear friend who had been my employer. The phone call was odd, as he summarized my personality, which included my resiliency, which he repeated many times. He asked me not to discuss the phone call with anyone. Within seconds of hanging up, I knew it was a goodbye and that he was planning suicide. A few weeks later, he jumped off a building. I live with the guilt and sadness of losing someone I care about and knowing I had foreknowledge of his plan and could do nothing to stop it. Also on the topic of suicide, Deb Fink wrote in to say, I must disagree with your guest, who said that someone who commits suicide thinks his/her death is worth more to others than his/her life because the person feels like a burden and/or alienated from others. This may be true for some people, but others simply find the experience of life so brutally painful that they don't want to live, period. I would argue that yes, this is a selfish decision, but one each person has a right to make. We also talked with members of the Tea Party last week about what they stand for and who they represent. Susan Colucci took issue with one of the points our guest made and sent this. I just heard comments explaining how the Tea Partiers are against government. Maybe they should consider what it would be like to not have a safe place to do business, a rule of law where the government, corporations, and everyone has to follow the rules and regulations decided by the people themselves. Government has a job to do, and it needs money to do it. That means everyone has to pay his share of the costs. Finally, Chris Kobach appeared on the program last Thursday to discuss his opinion piece in the New York Times defending Arizona's new immigration law. We identified him as a professor of law at the University of Missouri in Kansas City and chief advisor to former Attorney General John Ashcroft on matters of immigration law and border security. While all of that is true, we neglected to disclose that Mr. Kobach, in addition to running for Secretary of State in Kansas, also played a role in helping to draft Arizona's immigration law. We regret that omission. If you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is produced by David Gura, John Asante, Dahlia Martinez, April Failing, and Barry Hardiman. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Our associate producer is Sarah Handel, and she also produces our web content. Gwen Uten directs the program. Drew Reynolds is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Kevin Waite, Dennis Nielsen, and Neil Ellis. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Talk of the Nation's supervising senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. Ellen McDonnell is NPR's executive producer of news programming. Dick Meyer is the executive editor. Ellen Weiss is NPR's senior vice president for news. Tomorrow, it's Political Junkie Day. Senator Arlen Specter and his opponent in the Pennsylvania Democratic primary, Joe Sestak, join Ken Rudin. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Rebecca Roberts.
Now you can get Talk of the Nation delivered to your inbox. Sign up and we'll send you a daily email about how to get into the conversation, what you missed, and our producers' picks for the best segments of the week. To sign up for the email newsletter, go to npr.org, click on Talk of the Nation, and scroll down to the newsletter sign-up box.